Abraham, a man blessed in all things. Genesis chapter 24 verse 1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Abraham, being blessed in all things, entrusted his servant with an important task. Note, his prosperity extended to his household and all under his authority. The servant's authority over Abraham's wealth. Genesis chapter 24 verse 2. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh. Note, the servant had control over all that belonged to Abraham, demonstrating the prosperity and trust placed upon him. He was given a divine mission to find a wife for Isaac. Divine guidance. The angel goes before him. Genesis chapter 24 verse 7. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. Note, Abraham reassured his servant that God's angel would lead the way. Divine intervention was part of the prosperity of his journey. The agreement at the well, a prayer answered before it was finished. Genesis chapter 24 verses 12 to 14. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass, that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Note, his prosperity was marked by immediate divine response. His prayer was answered while he was still speaking. The agreement at the well, a prayer answered before it was finished. Genesis chapter 24 verses 12 to 14. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass, that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Note, his prosperity was marked by immediate divine response. His prayer was answered while he was still speaking. The confirmation, Rebekah's willingness and God's providence. Genesis chapter 24 verse 27. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. Note, the servant acknowledges God's hand in prospering his journey. Divine provision is evident in finding Rebekah. Abraham's wealth and Isaac's inheritance. Genesis chapter 24 verse 36. And Sarah my master's wife bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. Note, Isaac's inheritance was vast, showing how Abraham's prosperity extended to his son. The servant presented this wealth as a testimony of God's blessing. The angel's guidance fulfilled. Genesis chapter 24 verse 40. And he said unto me, the Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred, and of my father's house. Note, the prosperity of the servant's journey was a direct fulfillment of divine assurance. God's angel ensured the servant's success. The sign confirmed Rebekah's willingness. Genesis chapter 24 verses 44 to 45. And she say to me, Both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in mine heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder. And she went down unto the well, and drew water. And I said unto her, Let me drink, I pray thee. Note, his prosperity was evident in the divine orchestration of events. He recognized that God had prospered his mission. The testimony of a prosperous servant, Genesis chapter 24 verse 48, And I bowed down my head, and worshipped the Lord, and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. Note, worship and thanksgiving were the servant's response to divine prosperity. God's faithfulness in leading him was evident, sealing the agreement. Rebekah's family and the final decision, Genesis chapter 24 verse 49, And now if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand, or to the left. Note, the servant sought confirmation of the agreement. The prosperity of the journey was completed with Rebekah's family consenting.